G'day and welcome to the Farms Vice podcast with your host, Jack Creswell. Whether you farm it, service it, or just love it, this podcast is for you. We'll bring you the techniques and technologies you can implement into your day straight from the leaders and innovators themselves. Spread the Farms Vice so that we can reach more farmers right across Australia. Follow us on all of your socials at Farms Vice and let's get into this episode. G'day farmers, we have some bloody exciting news. As part of the Farms Vice podcast, we actually have been running 116 episodes now, all by Zoom. It's a beautiful tool, great for Australian agriculture. Imagine 10 years ago, we wouldn't have been even able to do the podcast. Technology was around, but just the information and access for farmers, anyone within agriculture, just really wasn't there with the internet connection that we get these days. But it's amazing how far the podcast has come, and it's actually come so far that we're having our very first event, the Farms Advice Podcast Meetup. So this week's been a big week already for us, and it was only Monday when I wrote this. If you've been following our socials, you may have seen an announcement. The announcement of the week is listeners and guests, contributors of the Farms Vice podcast. That's who it will involve. Service providers across New South Wales, I would say. We'll have to see who we get on there and what type of audience we're going to have and what numbers we will on the day. But this is a podcast event for you to come and see what we do, why we do it, what is behind Farms Advice, who's behind Farms Advice, and why we're trying to push this out into Australian agriculture for everyone else to benefit from what they hear, listen. But what's better than listening is networking and getting to know the others who are tuning in at the same time as you. As a farmer, you might be mixed enterprise, you might be horticulture, you might be just straight out cropping. You may have got your crop in this year, you may not have, but you can come down, you can have a yarn and see what others are doing out there. You can be like Macca out west and you're planting your crops by the air at a good seed rate as well. Just sort of sparking that conversation, see what sort of farms advice can we pass on, what can we get from others, what can we learn from others. But there will also be a few things included. We'll have nibbles included, a live podcast. I hope to get something up there so that we can all sit down, have a beer and listen to what others have to say and pass on that farms advice. We'll get some farms advice stickers and you can go away with a farms advice cap. That is for the first 20 ticket holders through the door on the day. Be it that the location of this event is yet to be announced, and I'll announce it very soon, I hope, within the next month, and see where we go with that. But you can expect it to be at a pub, a central meeting location, a local watering hole, as it may be in the Central West. But if you're outside the Central West, more than welcome to come in. I just know that people are very busy, and this is our pre-harvest meetup, so a lot of us don't get to have a beer with mates, but especially a beer with mates talking about farms advice, what you're doing on farm, and what you can improve, whether you're an employee, you're the farm owner, the farm manager, your livestock hand, level one, whatever it may be, or you're studying, you're looking for some research, come talk to these farmers, see what they're doing, see the impact they're having, or maybe you followed us on TikTok, you're one of the followers out of 45,000 that have followed along, and maybe in the next 5-10 years, you might be looking to get into Australian agriculture. And this evening will be a great time just to see what avenues are there locally within the Central West and what are there outside of our local box that we live within. So this will actually be on the 10th of September. I've locked it in. We'll start it off at 6 o'clock, but this is all bearing to change possibly on matters of location. But remember, for this event, it will be quite casual, just to meet up with others in the industry for young and old. Come and join us, pass on the farms advice to the next generation, the neighbour, or even the outsider. Me and Milo will be waiting there, live podcast, networking, get some ideas down on a piece of paper, in your phone, wherever it may be. Just make sure you're storing it somewhere. So, on the 10th of September in Dubbo, I hope to see you at the very first Farms Advice podcast meetup. It will cost you $30, but that $30 of learning will get you all of your goodies. You've got Nibbles, a live podcast, stickers, caps, you name it, it will be there, and we'll have try to have a fair handful of service providers to have a chat with you, but just a one-on-one chat. You can pick them off as they come through. It'd be great just to see how this will work out into the future and whether we can roll this out past further than the Central West. So support the event organisations that support the farmers. Initially, been busting my ass about 30 hours plus every month to get this podcast on the road. So it would be great to have your support. Come have a beer with me down in a local watering hole in Dubbo. Hope to see you there. The link to register will be in these show notes. So if you're keen or you want to get in touch with us, if you're a service provider or you're just a farmer that wants to know a little bit more, you can email us at hello@farmsadvice.com.au. More the merrier. Thank you for tuning in to the Farms Advice podcast. It is produced by Advert Your Eyes Digital, the agribusiness marketing specialist. Go to farmsadvice.com.au for more information on this episode and the others before, and spread the Farms Advice. If you love this episode, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe, as it helps other farmers find us too. But until then, next Tuesday, keep on farming. In the spirit of reconciliation, the Farms Advice podcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of country for Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to their elders past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.